Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're wanting to know what is happening to the families who have been displaced in the north of Israel, having been subjected to consistent Hezbollah rocket attacks. Joining us now on the line, we welcome Dean Elston, Master Sergeant and International Spokesperson for the Israeli Police. Dean, good afternoon to you. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Crucial.
Hello, Dean.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Dean. Hi, but welcome. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you for having me, Michael. It's a really crucial time to be spreading the information of what's actually happening on the ground here in Israel.
Indeed. Well, on the back of how I introduced our talk slot to Dean, we're looking at damage to homes in northern Israel as a result of Hezbollah rockets, missiles and explosive drones to be estimated at least 1 billion shekels. But of course, that's the material damage. But now, how has this affected the families?
Well, you know, I really, my heart goes out to them because they've been displaced for almost a year now from their home. And when I say them, that includes my officers. When we're talking about the police in the Northern District,
right.
my guys live in places like Kiryat Shmona. They finish their shift and then they have to drive an hour and a half to 2 hours away, go see their families who are staying in hotel rooms, who are staying in rented apartments, have to explain to their kids why they couldn't start the new year you know, regularly with their friends in their normal school. They need to do it in,
indeed.
If they stayed close by, they have to do it in a bomb shelter. And if not, they need to do it in a school with all new people that they have to meet.
You know, it's interesting what you've just mentioned. What you've just defined is this dysfunction that's going on, this disconnect where people from their homes and, of course, now their school routines. How do you see them coping and support coming in from government? How is this being dealt with right now?
Well, you know, everyone is all hands on deck. We're doing what we can to really support them emotionally, whether it's with mental care, whether it's physically. A lot of organizations, a lot of different members from different countries coming here to showing their support. But at the end of the day, you know, the support only goes so much when you're talking about your home being attacked. Your home is under fire with over 7,000 projectiles, rockets, UAVs, anti-tank rocket fire, you know, being shot at your home, being shot at parks and schools and malls. The cities here look like ghost towns in the north. And wow. Unfortunately, it's claimed the lives of over 40, including Noah and Nir, who not too long ago in July were struck on their way home, residents of Kibbutz Otad, and they have three children who are never going to see their parents again because they were murdered at the hand of Hezbollah terror.
Mm-hmm. Dean, you know, coupled with all this, northern Israel being an area of industrial and farming importance, surely, I mean, one can imagine how this is impacting on Israel's economy right now, too.
Listen, absolutely. You're talking about over, I believe it's 200,000 acres burned at this point. And the police are also working as they have multiple hats. They're not just officers, you know, patrolling the streets and responding to rocket impact sites, but they put on the hat of firefighters as well, assisting them. Because when I say all hands on deck, it means for different tasks as well. And it's, you know, putting out the fires. We have pilots who are police officers operating small planes that also together, it's sponsored by Elbit. They're putting out these fires because it's taking out wildlife, agriculture. It's closing in on neighborhoods. And this is destruction that's going to take years to recover.
You know, Dean, and in and amongst this, I read an article not too long ago. You do have those who are resilient, who are really, you know, like steadfast, and they have that morale to stay where they are and at least get some and continue something going in that part of the world. Do we still see remnants of families operating in this part of the world, despite what they're being subjected to from southern Lebanon?
So I can tell you, I spend a lot of my days in Kiryat Shmona with my officers there, and we're responding to rocket impact sites. And what I'm seeing is in a town that's typically around 25,000 people, which is one of the larger cities up north, there's about 3,000 people left. And they've stayed for all different reasons, whether it's ideology, whether it's because they're elderly and you know, this is where they're staying. They don't want to go. They have all their things right there. The police are, when there's a rocket impact site, we respond to them because we need to see if there's anybody in their homes. And a lot of times we do find people that stayed. One of the homes was a family that had four children. And we responded. We went inside of the house, the building that was hit. It was an apartment building. And the wall, the side of the wall that was hit, there was a family inside with four kids. And, you know, and afterwards they left. There's another house with a guy, 70 years old. He didn't want to leave. Even after the barrage of rocket attacks up in Kiryat Shmona, and then finally he was lightly injured by a rocket barrage that hit his house specifically. Wow. And then he had no other choice but to leave because the house just wasn't there anymore. You know, it's not livable. So there are people who are staying here, but it's not safe. And, you know, who am I to tell them to leave? But we're going to do whatever we can to support these people. It includes also bringing them medicine and food, you know, being in connection with them. And when they do leave, I want to also note the human side of the police officers wearing this uniform. We're in strong contact with the families that have moved down to, let's say, Tveria, Tiberias, or to the Dead Sea hotels, down to Eilat, to Tel Aviv. And when there's a barrage of rockets, we even hop on to WhatsApp, FaceTime, show them that, you know, your house hasn't been hit. Everything's okay. Every now and then they want their kids to hop on with our officers to just show them, hey, look, you know, this is the house that's waiting for you when you come back. It's even though it's a struggle, and it's definitely challenging to say the least.
Shame,
it's brought us closer together as a community.
Indeed. Indeed. Dean, we're going to have to leave it there. I must thank you so much for joining us on the line. In fact, I so wish I wanted to just continue but with this conversation, but I can talk to my producer, because I think this is kind of like an ongoing subject, you know, getting updates as to what is happening on the ground regarding families in Israel. And amongst these, we're talking about the north of Israel now, being subjected to these barrage of rockets from the Lebanon. Dean, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Dean Elsdon, Master Sergeant and International Spokesperson for the Israeli Police.